Imagine waking up every single morning full of joy, knowing that you're going to have a magnificent and beautiful day, knowing that everything that you want to happen for you is happening for you, and that you're moving along a path that is constructive and good for you, a path that brings you even more happiness and joy. Well, this reality is very possible. And in this video, I'm going to talk with you about how you can experience more joy in your life again. So let's get right to it. Let me ask you a question. What brings you the most joy in your life? And you can even ask yourself the question in this way. When I am doing these things, or spending time with these people, or partaking in these experiences, I feel the most joy. Because in my early 20s, there wasn't much joy for me. I was depressed, I was anxious, I was overweight. I didn't even want to leave my apartment because I didn't want people who knew me to see who I'd become. But even though there wasn't much joy at those times, I always had one or two things that I could do in order to make myself feel better, in order to bring more joy into my life. And one of those things for me was going to the gym and exercising and working out. And even though I didn't want to go to the gym, once I walked into those doors and started my workout, within 5 minutes, I felt completely different because I was doing something different with my body, because I was sweating, because I was breathing differently. And the way that you breathe will change the way that you feel. And during the workout, I had different thoughts in my head, my internal representation, than the thoughts that I walked into the gym with. So I always knew that going to the gym and working out would help me to feel more joy. And even once I left the gym, the rest of that day was always a little bit better and was always a little bit more joyous. Another thing that I can do is I can pick up my guitar. I have a hobby that I truly enjoy, a hobby that I started in my teenage years that I've always kept up with. And if you don't have a hobby like that, no problem. You can always try something new. Try a new hobby that might bring you joy. And if it doesn't, move on to the next. And by the way, just because it's challenging doesn't mean it's not bringing you joy. Sometimes something that's challenging causes us to think in a different way, and that might be exactly what you need. Or I'll hop on my motorcycle and go for a quick ride. Some people call it wind therapy because the wind's just baffling you in every single direction. So what is it that when you do this particular thing, it helps you to feel better? Write down all of those things. That way, when you're having a moment in time in a specific day where you're not feeling joyous, where you're not feeling good, when you're not feeling happy, you have several different options that you can go to that can help you to feel better. So often, we're going throughout our days in an automatic way. We wake up, we get dressed, or we probably take a shower and then get dressed. We get ready for work. We go to work. We get home. We eat dinner. We go to sleep. And we rinse and repeat over and over and over. And it's hard to find joy when you're living your life on autopilot. What if instead we slowed down and became conscious of even the smallest things that we were doing throughout our day? What if as we woke up and we opened our eyes in bed, we were grateful for the bed that we were laying in? The fact that we have a bed to sleep in when there are millions, if not billions of people in the world who don't even have a bed to sleep in. What if as we brushed our teeth, we thought to ourselves how lucky and how grateful we were to have a toothbrush and toothpaste to brush our teeth? What if as we were in the shower, we took time and slowed down during our routine to appreciate the fact that we even have water to wash us, that we have running water, that we have food to eat, that we have a job, that we have these small, insignificant challenges in our life? What if we slowed down and truly appreciated the things that we had? You know, gratitude can be found in the smallest and the most simplest things. But in order to truly appreciate it, we have to take our life off of autopilot, and we have to slow down, and we have to look for the things to appreciate. Because we are most of the time not living in the present moment. We're either living in the past or we're living in the future. We're thinking about what happened to us, what went wrong, the challenges that we faced. We're thinking about what might happen in the future and worrying about what might happen. But what if we just slowed down, took a deep breath, and stayed with ourselves in this moment to appreciate what we have. I'm grateful for the lights that are shining on me right now. I'm grateful to be wearing clothes because there's people out there who can't afford clothes, who don't wear clothes, they wear rags. There's always something to be grateful for. And once you can slow down and be present and be grateful for the little things, it will bring so much joy into your life. And a big part of this comes down to being conscious and to ask yourself throughout the day, what can I be grateful for right now? And to even ask yourself, am I aware right now? And I've made a lot of videos on this YouTube channel that talks about awareness and gratitude and appreciation and all about living a better life. And if you're new to this channel, I want you to click the subscribe button right here and hit the bell so that you're notified of all new videos that we release every single week. And while you're down there, if this is helping you so far to bring more joy into your life, hit the like button so that this video can be sent to more people who need to hear this message as well. I want you to think of your emotions as a muscle, because just like you go to the gym and you lift the bench press and you lift the barbells and you're using the machines and you're training your body, you're training your muscles, your emotions are the same way. The more that you practice a specific emotion, the more of that emotion that you will bring into your life. And the fact that you're watching this video right now already tells me that you are on the right path. It's telling me that you're looking for different strategies to feel a different way, a more empowering way. And the more you feel these empowering emotions, the more you live in these high vibrational states, the better you're going to feel. So look for things you can appreciate. Look for things you can find that feeling and sense of gratitude in, and stay in the present moment now as much as possible. And the more you do this, the better you're going to get. If you found these tips helpful, this video right here will go deeper into these principles. It's called How to Practice Gratitude and Activate the Law of Attraction, which is the next step on your journey to experiencing more joy in your life. And until we talk again next time, continue to be better.